Welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Armour Men's Health Hour. This is Dr. Mystery, your host, here, as always, with my awesome and really talented co-host, Donna Lee.
That's right. That is me, Donna Lee. Wearing a hat today.
Donna, it's really a stylish view. this is a men's health show. I'm a board-certified neurologist. And we've been doing the show for a couple of years, really trying to give the listeners both in our immediate radio listening zone here in Austin, as well as listeners all over the world through our podcast, some important information regarding men's health issues, the little itty bitty parts of your life that are really big parts of your life, like the sexual parts and the urinary parts that we can give you some insight on and hopefully add a little humor into that.
That's right. We're always talking about those parts.
The nipples to the knees.
Trying to improve your parts.
The show is brought to you by NAU Urology Specialists. That's the specialty urology group that I started in 2007. We're no longer just one person and one person at the front desk. We're four physicians, five physician assistants. We have three pelvic floor physical therapists. We have a sleep medicine program because we know the importance of sleep hygiene and sleep wellness in terms of your overall health. We have sex therapy in the office. So when you are a man or a woman with a complex sexual dysfunction, or even a simple sexual dysfunction, this is a place that you can land and get really good care.
That's right. You can catch us all over Austin, too. We're in Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs, Texas.
Well, how do people get a hold of us, Donna?
You can call us during the week. You can even call my mobile phone because apparently it's out there. 512-238-0762. That's not my mobile. That's the office number. Our website's armormenshealth.com. Or you can send us your questions to armormenshealth@gmail.com. I forgot people can't see me and I'm making hand motions and Dr. Mystery shaking his head no.
That's right. We're trying out introducing ourselves to the video audience. And Donna's making a poor transition, I might add.
I can hardly get the equipment connected, so I'm glad to just be here and be heard.
Your questions and the topics that you bring to us are what drive this show. Donna, do we have a question?
We do. We have a couple of topics, both from, one's from a 73-year-old, one's from a 77-year-old, but the 73-year-old I spoke with on the phone, and I thought this was fascinating. He has another urologist, and he's leaving that particular urologist because, in his opinion, for the quality of care, he felt like the other urologist kind of just gave up on him because he's in his 70s. He's still sexually active or wants to be, and he has erectile dysfunction. But he said the other urologist really was kind of dismissive. And so he wanted to get your thoughts on that. But I absolutely assured him over the phone, we can help as much as we can possibly help. And Dr. Mystery's favorite thing is to give an erection to an older man.
That's right. I say it all the time on the show. If I can help a man in his 80s stay sexually active, that is a really good day for me because it's one of these goals for myself that we hope to kind of achieve right. as well. My poor wife. So when it comes to the older man with erectile dysfunction, on this show, we often talk about what kind of puzzle a young man with erectile dysfunction can be for a urologist. And the 50 to 60 year old man is kind of bread and butter for most of us. But right. But what are the approaches you take for the man over 70? And what are you really worried about? So sometimes physicians can be worried about the cardiovascular impact that sex can have on them. But that's not really what drives most people to be a little hesitant to take care of it. It's that a lot mm-hmm. of the treatments that we have simply don't work. Then you're kind of limited by the motivation of the individual to get an erection. So taking pills, doing shockwave, taking testosterone, these are things that a lot of patients are willing to do and easy to do. When we talk about more advanced ways to treat erectile dysfunction, whether they be injections into the penis or a penile prosthetic device, they require more conversation. And sometimes it can be off-putting for the provider more than the patient. It reminds me of an interesting statistic. When it comes to women with sexual dysfunction, a lot of times women don't bring it up because they're concerned they're going to embarrass the doctor.
Really?
Oh. I know. And so it's really a lesson
to embarrassing my doctor.
To try to make sure that they feel comfortable bringing them up.
A lot of our patients
are really thankful that they can finally talk about these very sensitive sexual issues with the physician. But that's what we're here for. And we would hope that if you've been made to feel uncomfortable talking about these things in the past. Now, it's not just about whether you get an erection or not an erection. Sometimes men will have problems with delayed ejaculation or premature ejaculation. There are patients who have pain with ejaculation, difficulty with urination after ejaculation. There can be some men who really complain of pain in the penis during intercourse. All of these things require a different approach. So if you're a man and in our practice or a woman who are having sexual pain, sexual difficulty, low libido, we have so many great treatments that are available that go beyond just kind of, you know, Viagra and testosterone.
Gotcha. Well, we'll certainly let him know because I'm sure we'll see him soon. But don't give up in your 70s, guys.
No, you know, the things that cause erectile dysfunction, we usually discuss with our patients in several different kind of silos. The first silo is the psychological things that can happen that cause you to lose your erection. That can be anxiety. That can be like performance anxiety. It could be depression and depression meds even. Then there can be vascular issues. The blood flow to the penis can be impaired. It may cause, it may be associated with cardiovascular issues like your heart or your lower extremities, or even the blood vessels to your brain can similarly be impacted by the same blocking effects. Neurologically, we see that a lot in diabetic men or even in spinal cord injury patients. And then there's hormonal, so testosterone being the obvious one, but there's other hormones like prolactin and thyroid hormone that if they're off, they will negatively impact your ability to get an erection as well. So if you're suffering from erectile dysfunction and people aren't giving you a deeper answer, they're just kind of throwing a pill at you, and that's not satisfactory to you. If you'd like to have a better understanding, we have all sorts of tests that we can do in the clinic. Donna, have you seen that little vibration machine that we have in room one?
It's big.
It's a big machine. And so
it's intimidating.
Yeah, so this is a machine that's designed for the detection of diabetic neuropathy, but we've used it as many you know, advanced sexual health providers to examine the vibratory sensation as well as the temperature sensation of the genital area. We do it in both men and women because sometimes people don't get an orgasm or people don't keep an erection because their sensation is diminished. And so although I don't have a way to regenerate the nerves more than supplements and better health, you know, and tighter control of your diabetes, at least it gives the patient some closure, some understanding of why they're having the problem. Similarly, we offer something called a penile Doppler. Dr. Yang here in our office does penile Doppler studies. So that is oftentimes we'll inject a medicine into the penis and make sure that the arteries are responding appropriately to the medication, or that you're not leaking blood out of the penis called venous leakage, because all of these different causes are treated differently. And we want to be here to make sure that your treatment and your, you know, that your cause are aligned.
What does Venus mean? What does that
Venus means the vein. So when it comes to holding an erection.
Venus? Venus.
I think your Italian dreams are coming through. I remember floating on the canals of Venice. Drainage out of the penis. Yeah. When you have an erection, there's two parts. One is the artery brings blood flow into the penis. And second, the veins have to close off so the blood gets trapped in the penis. Mm. So sometimes people have difficulty because the artery isn't strong enough or not enough blood flows through the artery to give you an erection. But sometimes it's because the veins don't clamp off properly. And that's one of the proposed mechanisms of how patients with Peyronie's disease can have venous leakage causing their erectile dysfunction. So when you come to our clinic, it's definitely one of the things that we're going to be looking at to get to the underlying reason for your erectile dysfunction.
Right. So in a nutshell, your doctor should offer you a whole tool shed full of options. Is that right?
Right. And if you're bringing tool shed, but if you're bringing up erectile dysfunction at the last minute, right when they're trying to walk out,
walking
the door,
out.
And they're just going to throw some Viagra at you and walk out the door. But if you make a dedicated visit for erectile dysfunction, for example, in our clinic, we're going to go through a more advanced mechanism of trying to diagnose you. And so that's what you should expect. So Donna, if people want to get their jive back on.
Or their Venus and Venus questions answered.
then please, how do people get a hold of us? And how do people make an appointment?
You can call us about your veins and Venice, Italy at 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com. Our email address for your amazing questions that keep us fueled and ready to go is armormenshealth@gmail.com. And you can listen to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We are officially award-winning in men's wellness and sexual health. So take that, Dr. Mystery. Thank you.
The Armour Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.